Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you look at a school, a university, then it's a ready-made audience of youngsters. Those who are having youth programs, after making all the effort, sometimes a handful of students may come. That too, students who are connected to Deen. Here in that school or in that university, there are such youngsters, let alone coming to a youth program. Sometimes for years, they haven't heard a Jumma Bayan. And then one youngster tells me, to me, Mulana, why should we come for a program when we know very well that our hairstyle, our dressing, our ways will be attacked? So that's the negative impression that the youngster has sometimes of the program. So the whole approach has to be very positive. You see, the average youngster out there, Allah protect us, average youngster out there, one is he's soaked in sin, and then he has fallen into depression, and then he's contemplating suicide. So that constant reminder to the youngster, there's two H's available for you. There's hope for you, there's help for you. Allah tells us doors of forgiveness are open for you, there's hope. And the ulama's doors are open for you, there's help. See, the youngster is looking for some courage, just something to hold on to. You know, when we youngsters were young, sometime the Mawlana came and made salam to us. Sometime what thought went through the youngster, maybe we were young, what thought went through the mind? That maybe the Mawlana saw some noor on my face. So just that one salam from the Mawlana gave us that, you know, mashallah. We don't realize, we just met our youngster, one smile, one salam, we gave him some courage. That is why we tell the youngsters in the schools, universities, look here, you want that courage, then you do it two simple ways. First one is for courage, encourage. See, the person who is speaking, encouraging, he builds that courage more than those who are listening. So for courage, encourage. And secondly is the company. The company of the men of courage, the pious. Just sit in the company and feel that courage. Like all of us sit here. We are about 24 hours now. Definitely in the company of our satis and our satis, we're feeling something, mashallah. That courage is built up. So, starting with the university now, sometimes the alim is shy to go address the youngster in the university, feeling that I barely completed high school and here this person has a degree. We have to remind ourselves what we have with us. We have to be so convinced with the knowledge we have with us that in no way I can ever feel so inferior in front of a university, in front of a degree. And in what reality? Because sometimes we feel that, no, so going to address these professors and these future doctors, we have to have high language. Reality is, I actually drop my language right down. Because see, that every youngster in university, his mind is so busy in calculations, equations, he got no time to work out what this Mawlana is trying to say. So one old graduate, he mentioned to me, he said, Mawlana, those days, when the ulama used to come and speak to us in the university, then that Mawlana who came there, and he tried to impress us with big, big words. Then after those programs, there should be a Q&A session. So when the youngsters notice that this Mawlana is trying to impress us, so they used to ask such questions after that to silence that Mawlana. And then this graduate tells me, but when Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi to come to us, Mawlana's humility, simplicity, sincerity, when Q&A is to come, that session, is to ask him what we needed to know. So the language is very simple. Now the Muslim school program, usually what we're doing is, in the year, in the Natal province, at least twice a year we visit more or less each of the Muslim schools. One is the grade 1, 2 and 3 in baby language. And a way to get through the youngster, the small, at a young age, you give him a little story with some humor, with a lesson. Understand when the child is smiling, or he got a laugh, then his emotion has been touched. His heart has been opened. And now very easily we can put lessons into that heart. And like one teacher told me in one of the schools, he said, Molana, you come and speak to our youngsters. You tell them the same thing that we are telling them. But you know what, Molana? Because you're an outsider, so it has a different effect. So, one is the Muslim schools. Then, Allah protect us, the Christian schools. Before one of the programs, I called one youngster. So I asked him, as a male, why should we wear our garment above the ankle? So he was confident with the answer he gave me. He tells me, Molana, because Allah wears it like that. When he told me that answer, I realized this youngster here, he doesn't even know that actually Allah is his creator. And the reason is the messenger. And when the basics are missing, that's why in the Christian schools generally the encouragement is given, please, your iman, holding on to your imam salat in the masjid, the basics of deen. And it's a bit of sacrifice on the ulama to go to the Christian school for the Jummah. Why? Generally in most masjids, Jummah is over by 1 o'clock. Here, at times, Jummah is already completed, 2:30. And that too, you may only have 3 or 5 minutes to speak. Now, an alim will feel 3-5 minutes. But the reality is, those hearts are so thirsty. Haven't heard about Allah and Nabi for years sometimes. And the few words we gave them. And that's enough sometimes just to keep them going for a good few years thereafter. And while we're doing the school programs, university programs, see the laws of Allah we have to look after, especially when it comes to parada. That is why it's made clear to the institute, look here, if the females are accommodated, they are completely separate. So one Muslim school I went through, so the administrator said, right, Molana, you can come speak to the little children now. So I asked the administrator, are the females out? So he tells me, you know, the Mu'allima, they said, the parada is on, you can walk in. So I told him, look, okay, no, I'll only walk in if they walk out. See, we have to be firm. Otherwise, the moment we give in a bit, before we know, we'll be a part of that institute, and everything goes with it at time. At the end of most of these programs, it's a 5 reminder. One is, okay, boys, your salah in the masjid. Girls, your salah is at home. The salah. Secondly, the Quran, that in the year, at least you complete 2 Qurans, and very easy. Boys, 5 pages a day, and the girls, 7 pages a day. And then the 3rd reminder is identity. Please, look like a Muslim. If someone sees you, they must see, okay, this is a Muslim. Identity. And then the 4th reminder is, have some contact with your imam sahab, your ustaz, some elder, because these youngsters are going to friends for solutions and they get into bigger problems. So contact with some elder. And the 4th reminder is, because this is becoming Allah protect us with this secular system, an average Muslim youngster, such doubts, the basics, like, is there Allah? Is there a creator? How is it possible for a revelation to come to a messenger? Now, this is the basics of our iman. And that every youngster, sometimes half is of Quran. He says, Molana, my iman went away. I have to go back and get my foundation of iman back. So, those reminders. And when it comes to these programs, there's no invitation from the institute. We have to put ourselves forward. And after putting ourselves forward, sometimes we go to the institute. Then we feel, when we're dressing the youngsters, like we're speaking to one wall. And sometimes worse, the arrogance and the attitude the youngster shows. So in such a case, it's very simple. That, the more arrogance they display, the more humble we must become. That humility will melt that pride away. And secondly is our sincerity. I'm speaking from Allah. If Allah heard me, it's sufficient. If these youngsters not listen to me, that's secondary. I speak from Allah. And to end off is this whole effort among the youngsters in the schools, in the universities. It has to be soaked, soaked with love. And every Lumsa is thirsty for love. We just went to a place last week. Love is missing. Love. Just a little bit smile and that one salam. You won his heart over. That is why Mawlana Tahmi rahmatullahi would mention that when anyone became his murid, his follower, his first concern and worry was not to make the islah and the reformation of that murid. His first concern and worry was to place his love in that person's heart. If he loves me, he'll obey me. He'll listen to me. So let Allah bless us all with that love, with that sincerity and acceptance, inshallah.